This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to stay fully present when a difficult person repeats themselves constantly. Turn exhausting repetition into real connection with patient hearing. In short, patient hearing skills are what keep you genuinely present when a difficult person loops through the same complaint or story again and again. Repetition almost always signals an unmet need, not a character flaw. When you learn to hear what is beneath the words, the looping often stops. Definition: patient hearing skills are the deliberate practices that allow you to remain fully attentive and emotionally regulated during repetitive or difficult conversations. They combine internal self-management with specific listening techniques, so the speaker feels genuinely received rather than merely tolerated. I watched a manager lose her entire team's respect in under 2 minutes. A long-serving colleague had come to her, for what she later admitted was the fourth time, with the same complaint about being passed over for a project. Before the man had finished his second sentence, she cut across him. "We have talked about this, David. Nothing has changed." He nodded, went quiet, and 4 weeks later handed in his notice. What she called efficiency, he experienced as dismissal. Patient hearing, the real kind, was never practiced in that room. The result cost her far more time than a proper conversation ever would have. If you have ever felt your attention fraying while someone circles back to the same ground for the third time, this article will give you a practical process to stay present, hear what is actually being said, and break the loop without breaking the relationship. Why listening to repetition feels like an act of endurance. Most people assume the problem with repetitive speakers is boredom. It is not. The real difficulty is a quiet form of contempt that creeps in when you believe you already know what someone is going to say. Your brain stops listening and starts rehearsing your response. Or it simply wonders. By the time the person finishes, you've been physically present and mentally absent for most of the conversation. There is also the issue of time. You are busy. The third telling of the same grievance feels like a withdrawal from a bank account you cannot afford. Resentment follows quickly, and resentment makes patient hearing nearly impossible. Here is the truth of it: repetition is almost never about the words. It is about a need that has not been met. The person does not feel heard, or understood, or believed, so they try again. Until you address that underlying need, no amount of nodding will stop the loop. What needs to be in place before you begin? Before you apply any technique, one thing must be true: you have to enter the conversation with a clear intention to hear, not just to respond. If you sit down determined to close the topic or redirect the person, your body language will betray you within 30 seconds, and the conversation will deteriorate from there. Two practical preparations help. First, give yourself 90 seconds before the conversation to breathe and name your own resistance. "I am frustrated. I have heard this before. I'm going to hear it again." Naming your state does not remove it. It reduces its grip on your attention. Second, set a private internal frame. Your goal is not to solve the problem in this conversation. Your goal is to make the person feel genuinely heard. That shift in purpose alone changes the quality of your presence. A step-by-step process for staying fully present. Step 1. Ground your attention at the outset. When the conversation begins, bring your focus to the physical moment. Notice the chair under you, the sound of the person's voice, the pace of their breathing. This is not a spiritual exercise. It is a simple attentional anchor that interrupts the internal commentary your mind defaults to when it anticipates repetition. If your attention drifts, return to the anchor. Do not punish yourself for drifting. Simply return. Step 2. Name the loop internally, without judgment. When you recognize that the person is returning to familiar ground, name it silently. The loop is happening. Do not attach a story to it. Do not think, "Here we go again," with all the frustration that phrase carries. A neutral label reduces your emotional reaction and keeps you from signaling impatience to your face or posture. This internal naming is a cornerstone of patient hearing skills. It puts a small gap between the trigger and your response, and that gap is where your professionalism lies. Step 3. Listen for the unmet need beneath the words. While the person speaks, ask yourself quietly, "What is this person actually needing right now?" Common answers include acknowledgement that something unfair happened, confidence that you take them seriously, or reassurance that the situation will not recur. You will rarely find the answer in the words themselves. Listen instead to the emotional tone, the specific details they keep returning to, and what they emphasize when they repeat. A person who keeps mentioning that nobody told me is not really asking for information. They are asking for acknowledgement that they were left out. Hearing the distinction is the heart of patient hearing. Step 4. Reflect what you hear, not just what was said. Once the person pauses, offer a brief reflection, not a summary of every word, and not a solution. A reflection names both the content and the feeling, so you felt completely sidelined when that decision was made without your input. This kind of response does something critical. It signals to the person that their emotional reality, not just the facts of the situation, has been received. If you reflect accurately, you will often see the person's shoulders drop slightly and their pace slow. That is a signal that the loop may be starting to release. For a fuller approach to handling the emotional undercurrent in these moments, the guidance in how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy connects directly to what you are building here. Step 5. Check your reflection and invite correction. After you reflect, pause and ask a single open question. Have I got that right? This matters more than it seems. It tells the person they have authority over their own experience, and it prevents you from inadvertently directing them toward a conclusion that serves you. When people feel they can correct your understanding, they engage more fully. The conversation becomes genuinely two-directional, which is exactly where repetition begins to lose its grip. Step 6. Address the unmet need directly. Once you have reflected accurately and been confirmed, name the unmet need and respond to it. Not the situation, not the problem, the need. I want to be direct with you. You deserved to be included in that conversation, and you were not. I understand why that has stayed with you. This is where many people hold back, because it can feel like admitting fault. But patient hearing is not about legal liability. It is about human acknowledgement. You can acknowledge that someone's experience was real and painful without accepting blame for a decision made in good faith. If you are unsure how to navigate this distinction in team settings, why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy offers a direct framework for staying in the room. Step 7. Signal a forward step, not a closure. Do not end the conversation by closing the subject. That often reignites the loop. Instead, signal a concrete next step that demonstrates continued attention. I'm going to look at how this is handled going forward, and I will come back to you by Thursday. A forward step proves that the hearing has had consequences. It converts the conversation from a holding pattern into genuine progress, which is what the person has been seeking all along. When the loop happens over a video call. Remote conversations add a layer of difficulty to patient hearing because most of the signals we rely on, physical presence, eye contact, the subtle body language that says I am with you, are compressed or lost entirely. The person on the screen cannot feel your attention the way they can in a room. To compensate, increase your verbal acknowledgements. Say yes, and I follow you, and go on more frequently than feels natural. These verbal anchors replace the physical ones. Make deliberate eye contact with the camera, not the face on the screen. It feels unnatural, but it looks like full attention to the person watching. Also, reduce distractions to zero during remote conversations about repetitive concerns. A notification sound or a glance to another screen is invisible to no one. People who feel they're not being fully heard are especially sensitive to those signals. The work on how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy addresses the same attentiveness requirements in high-tension remote settings. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where patient hearing goes wrong. 3 mistakes consistently undermine the process. Each one is natural. None of them is fatal if you catch it. The mistake: offering a solution before the person feels heard. Why it happens: you recognize the problem quickly and want to be helpful. Solving feels more productive than listening. What to do instead? Hold the solution until step 6. Say it after the reflection and the acknowledgement, never before. The mistake: using reflection as a shortcut to close the topic. Why it happens: you reflect accurately, but your tone signals impatience, as if to say I have said it back, so we are done. The person senses it immediately. What to do instead? Slow your pace after you reflect. Let silence exist. Give the person room to either confirm or add to what they need to say. The mistake: conflating patience with passivity. Why it happens: patient hearing sounds gentle, and gentle sounds like simply waiting. But passive waiting communicates indifference. What to do instead? Stay visibly engaged throughout. Lean slightly forward. Maintain eye contact. Ask one clarifying question at a natural pause. These small actions signal active presence, not mere tolerance. If repetitive conversations are part of a larger pattern with a specific colleague, how to start a difficult conversation, blocking your team synergy will help you choose the right moment to address the pattern directly once the immediate hearing is done. And when a second person is involved in the conflict that drives the repetition, how to mediate between two team members to preserve group synergy gives you a clear structure for the next step. Your patient hearing reference card. Keep this with you for any conversation you know is likely to loop. Number 1. Before the conversation, name your own frustration aloud or in writing. 90 seconds only. Number 2. Set one intention, make this person feel genuinely heard before anything else happens. Number 3. When the loop begins, say internally the loop is happening, without judgment. Number 4. Listen for the unmet need: acknowledgement, belief, reassurance, or inclusion. Number 5. Reflect content and emotion. So you felt emotion when specific event. Number 6. Ask, have I got that right? And wait for a real answer. Number 7. Address the need directly, with clear language. Number 8. Name a forward step, with a specific time attached. Two additional tools belong alongside this card. How to have a neutral problem statement conversation. The restores team synergy shows you how to introduce a problem frame without triggering defensiveness. How to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy gives you the specific language for the moments that require more precision. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing skills? Patient hearing skills are the deliberate practices that keep you fully present when someone is speaking, even when the conversation is repetitive or difficult. They include managing your internal reactions, using reflective techniques, and staying emotionally regulated so the speaker feels genuinely heard. Why does a difficult person keep repeating themselves? Repetition usually signals that a person does not feel fully heard. When someone believes their message has not landed, they circle back to it again and again. Patient hearing addresses the root cause by giving them a clear signal that their words have been received and understood. How do you stay present when someone is repeating themselves? You stay present by grounding your attention before the conversation starts, naming the loop internally without judgment, using brief reflective responses to signal that you have heard them, and checking whether an unmet need is driving the repetition. Patient hearing skills make this a repeatable process. Can patient hearing work in a remote or virtual setting? Yes, but it requires more deliberate effort. On a video call, you must compensate for the absence of physical presence by increasing verbal acknowledgements, maintaining steady eye contact with the camera, and explicitly naming what you're hearing. The steps are the same. The signals need to be stronger. What is the difference between patient hearing and just tolerating someone? Tolerating is passive. You are physically present, but mentally absent, waiting for the conversation to end. Patient hearing is an active discipline. You are managing your attention, reading for unmet needs, and responding in ways that move the conversation forward rather than simply enduring it. How long does it take to develop patient hearing skills? You can apply the core steps in your next conversation. Mastery, though, comes with deliberate practice over months. The hardest part is not the technique. It is regulating your internal reaction when you have heard the same words for the fifth time. That self-regulation improves steadily with practice. The manager I mentioned at the start of this article never did repair things with David. She told me later she simply did not know how to sit with someone's repetition long enough to hear what it was really asking for. That is not a personality flaw. It is a missing skill. Patient hearing skills are learnable by anyone willing to practice the discomfort of staying present when every instinct says to move on. Start with one conversation this week. Apply the card. Notice what shifts when a person finally feels heard. That shift is not small. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.